All right, I got my guy, Lee Brandon. He's a functional medicine practitioner and master Czech practitioner. He's also soon to be the best-selling author of Eliminating Adult Acne for Good. Lee, welcome to the show, brother.
Oh, Joel, thanks for having me on.
Man, I want people to know, like, when they think of adult acne, it's like, big deal. Like, who really cares, right? But I also want people to understand, like, you're very modest about, like, your achievements and your resume. But if people check you out, anybody who is a master Czech practitioner and anybody who actually you work for the Faculty and Institute of Czech, like, you understand health at a deep, deep, deep level. So I find it fascinating with a guy of such knowledge that you embarked on something like adult acne. Like, why? Like, who cares? Mm. Or why did you find it such a big problem?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Really, it goes back over 40 years to when I was 13 years old and I started getting acne myself. And my mother took me to the doctor, said, you know, what can you do? And he said, well, use this cream and this cleanser, you'll be fine. So I went home all excited thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to get rid of my acne. You know, my school friends will stop, you know, giving me a hard time. And so I started using the cream and the cleanser. Not much really actually happened apart from my skin went really dry and then really oily and then really dry and then really oily. And the acne just got a little bit worse, to be honest. And around the same time, there was another guy in my class at school and he started getting acne about 3 months before I did. And I think he went to the same doctor actually, because we lived very close. And he went with the cream and the cleanser. Nothing really happened. So he went back. The doctor gave him an antibiotic and his skin got better. So I've gone back to the doctor and my mum said, well, first of all, my mum said, is there anything I'm feeding him that's causing his acne? And the doctor said, no. Acne's got absolutely nothing to do with diet. It's nothing to do with what you're feeding him. And then I said, oh, my friends started using antibiotics and his skin has cleared. Is that something we could try? Not knowing really what antibiotics were as a 13-year-old. And he said, oh yeah, if you want to try that, I can prescribe that for you. So I got the prescription and like my friend, my skin got better for about 6 weeks. And then it got worse and then it got a lot worse. And then I go back to the doctor and he'd say, okay, let's try a different antibiotic. And that went on for 18 years.
Wow.
And that was the only solution. Oh, let's try a different antibiotic. So, you know, I think now if I had a serious illness and my life depended on me having antibiotics, I'd probably be in trouble, right? I've probably got antibiotic resistance off the scale, right? Not to mention, you know, I've spent the last 23 years healing my gut from taking antibiotics for 18 years. But, you know, through school, as you can imagine, you know, children can be harsh at school. And I mean, luckily for me, I was good at sport. I was academic. But you know what it's like in a classroom at school. Everyone's ribbing everyone else. Everyone's got a nickname depending on what makes them different, whether it's big nose or four eyes or fatty. Well, my nickname was Zit.
Right?
So, but you know, kids are, you know, it's just kids. But it wasn't the nicest thing in the world. But that for me wasn't the main kind of issue. So the main thing for me, and I think a lot of people that I've worked with have the same experience, is that it destroys your self-confidence and your self-esteem. You know, it's not so much, I mean, yeah, the physical symptoms are bad enough. You know, it doesn't look very nice, but it's what it does to you on the inside that for me is the real problem. And you know, you get to 17, 18, 19, and you think, well, my acne is going to go away. Any moment now, it will just go away because this is a teenage problem. I now know it isn't a teenage problem. We might come on to that. So anyway, I got to 18, 19, 20. My acne still wasn't going away. In fact, I started getting eczema and acne at the same time. The eczema lasted about 18 months, and then I don't know why it just disappeared, but luckily for me, it did. But then all through my 20s, things like, you know, relationships were very difficult when you got really bad acne. Going for job interviews was very difficult because, and again, a lot of people, if they've had acne, will recognize whenever you've got something coming up that's important, your skin will break out or it will get worse, right? And again, we can maybe talk about why that is as well. But I would go for job interviews, and I knew I was the best person for the job. I knew, right? Or it might be a promotion within a company. But then I would turn up on the day, my face is just looking awful. My confidence is feeling really low, and you don't get the job. And you think, well, I know the other people that have applied for the job. I know I'm the best person. Not being arrogant, that was just a fact. And you don't get the job. So, you know, it cost me relationships. It cost me a lot of money. And not to mention, you know, I spent around, over the 18 years, I probably spent around £18,000 on creams, cleansers, antibiotics that weren't working.
So, you know, anybody doesn't know, Lee's in the UK. So let me translate that you for American dollars. Let's just double that. £18,000. Let's just make it $36,000. That's pretty much more or less where we're at. So that's a ton of frickin' money.
Yeah. Yeah. For a product that doesn't work is quite, and is causing harm, right?
Yep. Yep.
And ironically, today on the UK's National Health Service website, it says it's a myth that acne is caused by diet, right? And we might come on to that as well in a moment. So anyway, I went through.
Well, Lee, just to cut you off, right now, we know this for a fact from multiple FOIA requests. But for example, there's agencies in the US known as the FDA and the CDC that have been pushing a product. They've been calling it safe and effective. But they've been doing this without any clinical studies, like actually any double blind. And like the FOIA requests are showing that you actually can't back that up and you can't say that, even though you are claiming that. So I'm not surprised to hear that you have an agency within the UK saying, that's impossible. Well, I would love then FOIA request them, and I'd love to see them prove that that's not true. Anyways, I digress, but continue.
Well, but that's actually a really good point. In my book, there's over 200 scientific references suggesting that food is directly causal to acne, right? And there's a whole mechanism I could talk about again, maybe a bit later. But in terms of where my story continues, so I go all through my teenage years, all through my 20s, and my acne's just getting worse and worse. And I'm getting pretty desperate. And I remember when I was about 25, 26, I just bought my first home. And I thought I would remortgage my home if someone came to me and said, if you pay me £25,000, I can cure your acne. Right. If they said, if it was, you know, it was 100% guarantee, you know, money back guarantee, I would have remortgaged my home to spend that amount of money to get rid of it. I was that desperate. And then when I was 30, 31, I was at a conference in the UK, a place called Loughborough University. And there was a guy called Paul Check speaking at this conference. So this was the year 2000. And it was a lecture called Flatten Your Abs Forever. So everyone's turning up thinking, you know, it's going to be a sports hall. We're going to be doing ab exercises, right? And we'll go in and it's a 300-seater lecture room. Okay, interesting. And Paul gets up and he starts talking about nutrition. And you think, what? This was, you know, back then it was quite a, you know, it was a subject that wasn't spoken about quite so much. And he starts talking about how hormones can cause skin conditions like acne, and how things like food intolerances can cause acne and other skin conditions. And like my ears are just pricking up. So I'm thinking, hang on a minute. I've been told for the last 18 years that diet's got nothing to do with acne. And this American guy, this like 5'8", 300-pound muscle man, is telling me that acne is directly related to food. So anyway, I went out of that lecture and I thought, wow, I need to look into this. So I went back home after the conference and I went and had a session with this Chinese guy who did food sensitivity testing. And he said to me, first of all, he said, you got to stop taking those antibiotics. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. You're not medically trained and you're giving me medical advice. I thought that was interesting. But I thought, okay. And then he said, next thing, you're intolerant to all these foods. And he gave me a list. And it was like wheat, gluten, dairy, garden peas, black pepper, chili pepper, bell peppers, something about peppers my body doesn't like. And he said, oh, and by the way, you've got a fungal infection. You've got a Candida albicans infection. So you need to go on an anti-Candida diet as well. So me being the person I am, I went home. I went into my kitchen, opened my cupboards, and threw everything away. Because literally everything I was eating was what was on the list, right? So anyway, so I'm the kind of person, when I do something, I do it 100% or I don't do it at all. So I stuck to his plan, and within a few weeks, my skin had cleared up.
Mm.
It was like, wow, what a difference. And then you think, my doctor's been telling me for 18 years that it's got nothing to do with diet. Yeah, I changed my diet drastically and my skin clears up. So that was when I was around age 30, 31. And I would say for the next 10 years or so, I wouldn't say my skin was 100% clear, but it was like 99% clear, you know? And it was a bit of an ongoing journey. And I did many other things on top of that as well, including replacing all the metal fillings that were in my mouth, replacing root canals that were in my mouth, doing multiple detox protocols. It was around that time I started eating organic food as well, predominantly. And that's really answer to your question, what got me motivated to write a book about acne. But it wasn't just from my point of view, because what I realized was from all my training with the Czech Institute in functional medicine, metabolic typing, was that I could help other people achieve the same results as me. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of people out there today that have that paradigm of, I've got acne, what do I put on my skin? What product should I have? What pharmaceutical should I take, right? But that paradigm is only addressing the symptoms. It's not addressing the root cause of the problem. So there are many analogies to describe that. And one that I often use is, you know, if you're driving along in your car and you get the engine warning light popping up on your dashboard, it's telling you that there's an issue with the engine. You need to take it to your local mechanic, let them look at the engine, fix the problem. And then when the engine's fixed, the light goes out, right? But what most people are thinking is, oh, the engine warning light is on. I need a piece of black tape to cover it over, right? Or I need some scissors to cut the electrics to the engine warning light so the light doesn't come on, right? So if you take that approach of, let's say, you know, covering the light with a piece of black tape, you haven't dealt with the problem, which is a problem in the engine. And if you continue to ignore that, what you're going to end up with is a much bigger problem than you started with, i.e. the light coming on. It's going to be your engine blowing up. And the likelihood is you won't even be able to afford to replace the engine, right? You're going to need to get a new car. Now, the unfortunate thing is, with a human body, we've only got one. Yes, it might replicate cells every day, but once this body's gone, that's it, right? It's game over. So what I try and get across to people is, whilst it's a horrible thing to go through, whether it's acne or any other symptom, it's actually a blessing. And the reason it's a blessing is because it's your subconscious mind making your conscious mind aware that there's an internal problem in the body. Because acne is what I call an internal job, right? And what I mean by that is, if you go down the route of pharmaceuticals, rubbing things on your skin, and not treating the underlying inside job that's really causing it, you know, you can use, there's a product called isotretinoin. It used to be called Accutane or Roaccutane. It's probably the most successful treatment for acne. It's meant to be used only in extreme circumstances, but it's used most of the time because the other treatments don't work. Now, the issue with that is it's got very serious side effects as well, including suicide is one of the side effects, right? Now, I don't know about you, but I'd prefer acne than suicide, right? And I'm sure most teenagers' parents would prefer acne than suicide, right? There's also other, you know, quite serious conditions that it can cause. But one of the more, what you might call minor conditions is, the reason that it works in some instances, doesn't always work, but in some people it does, what it does is it shrinks the sebaceous glands. Now, the sebaceous glands, they live in the hair follicle. And what they do is they secrete sebum, which hydrates the skin, right? Well, the isotretinoin shrinks the sebaceous glands. So now you're probably going to end up with dry skin for the rest of your life. So you've gone from one skin condition to another, but now you've got a permanent one, and you've not dealt with the root cause of the problem, right? So you've got that black tape and you've put it over the engine warning light, but you've still got a problem with your engine and you're carrying on and it's getting worse, right? Now, if you look at the causes of acne, the things that cause acne can cause potentially life-threatening diseases as well. So that's why it's a blessing, because the acne is giving you like an early warning sign that there's something wrong in the inside that you need to address. If you don't address it, then, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the line, you might have a very, very serious disease that might threaten your life. Now, acne is not going to threaten your life unless it drives you to suicide, right? But if you don't address the underlying cause, there will be an actual illness that will be life-threatening, whether it's heart disease, cancer, whatever it might be. So it's an opportunity to listen to what your body's trying to tell you so you can deal with the cause of the problem.
Yeah, dude, so good. So many good things. Okay, you know what's really neat is something superficial and basic like acne. And like, that's kind of what I thought. I'm like, it's just acne. I never suffered with it as a kid. I had so many illnesses, but my body didn't manifest acne as one of the symptoms for me. I got lucky. I had a lot of other issues. I had abnormal bone growth. I had ear infections, a lot of other things. But what's neat about what you're doing is you are giving the gift to the world that Paul gave to you. You came for a simple ab exercise routine. And when you discovered how to get rid of acne, you actually became a holistic health practitioner because it made you understand how the body worked in a whole. You're now giving that gift back to everybody else. They are just coming for acne, but by the end of the time they read your book, they're going to leave with much more understanding of the body and like, oh my God, I didn't know about gut health, hormones, food intolerances, subconscious mind, the heavy toxic metals, all these things. So that is really cool that you're doing that. I wanted to ask you, your book is titled Adult Acne. My question to you is, is adult acne a huge problem? I always think of acne as the teenagers having the problem, but are you finding a lot of clients, or do the studies even show, man, we have a population that, yeah, a lot of people have adult acne. I have no idea.
Yeah. So the figures that I quote in the book, I can't remember the exact figures, but people over 25 years old, the percentage is around 50% of adults that have some level of acne. 50%. That's massive, right?
Yeah.
Now, middle age, now again, you wouldn't even think anyone of middle age would have it, right? Well, into middle age, it's about 12% of women and about 3% of men. Now, that's still a big number. That's still a big number when you look at it that way. And, you know, I get clients in their 40s and 50s coming to me with acne, which, you know, I mean, even 30s sounds quite old, right? But what's quite interesting, and again, I talk about this in the book, is that if you go and study or even just observe traditional native hunter gatherer tribes, you know, all they live off is the land, right? You know, predominantly from hunting, but a little bit of gathering as well. Their teenagers don't have acne. They don't even know what acne is, these people, right? So is it a teenager's illness, or is it a Western society illness?
Ooh, that's good.
Right? You know, and I think I've already given you the answer, right? There are things during puberty that increase the likelihood. So there are two times in our life when there's a huge need for growth. One is when we're a baby, right? And then, you know, what's our nutrition when we're a baby? It's breast milk. Right. So breast milk has specific things in it to stimulate growth hormones, right? Or even has growth hormones in it as well, right? Then we get to our teenage years and we have an increase of, you know, particularly testosterone in males and particularly estrogen in females, which again, it does increase the likelihood of acne, because, you know, androgens or male hormones, they have receptor sites on sebaceous glands, like I mentioned earlier, that secrete the sebum. But also, if you've got an increase in growth hormones, you also increase the production of skin cells. So if you've got an excess of sebum, which is sticky, and you've got an increase in skin cell production in the hair follicle, now it gets stuck, right? And if it gets stuck and it can't move out, if it isn't covered over, it's what's called a blackhead, right? Or an open comedone. If it's covered over by skin and it becomes a whitehead, that's what we call a closed comedone. But it's a blockage of the hair follicle. So there is a reason why we tend to see it more in teenagers, and it is from a hormonal perspective. But if hunter-gatherer types don't get acne, and that seems to be true, then there must be something in our environment plus the increase in androgen levels that causes it. And it's actually very simple. It's more than one thing, but you can look at high glycemic diet. So foods that greatly increase blood sugar levels very quickly. Another thing is dairy. So again, for the same reason that, you know, babies need dairy for growth. But the other thing as well is the very toxic environment in which we live. And that includes toxic foods, the toxic air. All the things that, you know, you buy in a store to put on your skin are toxic, pretty much, you know, deodorants and shampoos and soaps and all those things. You know, and again, you know, heavy metals is a massive thing. You know, they're spraying tons of aluminum, as you call it. We call it aluminium, but lots of aluminum's being sprayed into the air these days to try and alter the weather. You know, that's another can of worms I'm sure you don't want to go down today. So for me, a mixture of, you know, not eating a natural diet, because again, a hypoglycemic diet isn't natural to any of us, right? Plus all the toxins that we find in our environment, plus things like, you know, an altered gut microbiome, intestinal hyperpermeability or leaky gut syndrome, all these things play a role in causation of acne. Now, my experience is that, you know, different people come to me and the root cause is different. So for some people, I can just get them to lower the amount of high glycemic foods in their diet. And within a few weeks, bang, their acne is gone. And they're like, wow, I can't believe it. It's amazing, right? Other people, I can get them to do that. So I always start with that. And it's like, yeah, it's a little bit better, but it's still pretty bad. Then it might be, okay, so let's look at your gut microbiome. Let's see what's going on. It might be they've got fungal infection. They might have bacterial overgrowth. They might have parasite infections. Like, okay, we need to deal with that. We need to rebalance your gut microbiome. For other people, again, there's lots of stories in the book as well about people that I've worked with and all the different causes of their acne and the different approaches we took to get rid of their acne. So again, it makes a mockery of, you know, most people thinking, oh, it's just something I've got to rub on my skin, or I've just got to take a pill and it's going to solve the problem. So one of the stories in the book is a lady that came to see me. She was 27 years old. She was getting married in about 6 months' time. And for the first time in her life, her skin had broke out and it was quite bad. And she was just panicking, right? Because she didn't want to look like that on her wedding day. And we started with food and it got a little bit better. We ran some tests on her gut, and yeah, she had a parasite and she had a little bit of a bacterial overgrowth. We worked on that, got a little bit better, but it still wasn't where, you know, she wanted to be. I ran a test on her heavy metals and literally her blood mercury levels were off the scale. They just weren't even on the page. The reading didn't go that high, right?
Wow.
So on top of what we were already doing, I suggested that she took some liposomal glutathione, and within a few weeks, her skin was better. You know, and she said to me, why would my blood mercury be so high? And I said, well, there's lots of reasons, but the most common one for most people is if they eat a lot of tuna. And she said, wow. She said, before I came to see you, she said, I was eating tuna sandwiches for lunch every day, and I had done for like 10 years.
Wow.
You know, so there you go. Heavy metal toxicity causes acne, like, you know. And again, she was eating tuna that had the mercury in it, yet the UK's National Health Service will tell you diet's got nothing to do with acne. But yet, if she'd never eaten the tuna, she would never have got acne. So how can you say that that's true, right? So, yeah, as you can tell, I'm quite frustrated by, you know, the kind of mainstream outlook of treatment when it comes to acne. Because I'm a member on quite a few Facebook groups, and every day there's someone that you can see they're just desperate, and they're saying, oh, should I try this medication? Should I try that medication? Or what cream should I rub on my skin? And it's just frustrating for me because I can't give them a full answer on a social media group, right? My book's 50,000 words long. It's got over 200 scientific references in it, right? And these, you know, in these groups, you can't advertise. So I can't say, well, go and buy my book. And then I'll write an answer to try and get them to think. And then people complain because I'm writing these cryptic messages, right? Because I might say something like, you know, do you think your acne is caused by a deficiency of spironolactone, which is another medication that's used? Because someone might say, oh, should I be using spironolactone? And I'll say, well, do you think your acne is caused by a deficiency of spironolactone? And they're like, what do you mean? Right? But then I can't give them the full answer. So it's really frustrating. And I see how desperate these people are and how much they're suffering. So, you know, I'm really hoping that the book, you know, people can just buy the book, just follow it step by step. There's a lot of information in there. It's very detailed. But what I've really tried to do is to make it step by step. Do step one. When you've done step one, do step two. Do step two, do step three. I'll try to make it as absolutely simple that any, you know, for anyone to be able to follow. But it requires, yeah, it requires application. You know, I'm not saying it's a quick fix. And it might be for some people, right? Like I said, some people, you cut out high glycemic foods, cut out dairy, that might do the job, right? But there's 7 chapters in the book of different things that you need to do. So diet is the second chapter of what's part 2 of the book, which is the action steps you need to take. So part 1 of the book, there's 2 chapters. One is really going through what I call the good, the bad, and the ugly. So chapter 1 is called the good, the bad, and the ugly. And what that is, it's looking at each of the medical treatments and looking at the data and saying, well, this is what's good about it. This is what's not so good about it, i.e. the side effects. And the ugly part for me is how the medical community agencies that allow these medicines to be used are able to get away with it. And why they're pushing this approach rather than the approach that works. The other chapter is the science behind what causes acne. And it's probably the biggest chapter in the book. Now, I do say to people, if you're not interested in that, don't read that chapter, right? Because some people, I know in terms of clients that come to see me, they'll say, just tell me what I need to do. I don't need to understand it. Just tell me what I need to do. Other people say, for me to actually do something, I need to understand it. And I actually prefer it when clients are like that. I prefer that they understand, but I also understand people are different. And some people just say, look, I just want to get on with it. So part 2 of the book is, right, what do you need to do? It's called the roadmap to success. And there's 7 chapters in there, different things that people need to do. Now, what people might find quite interesting, it's not until the final chapter that I actually give any kind of advice on what people can do with their skin itself. Like, what can you put on your skin? How to wash your skin? Because most people, again, the first thing they think about is, what do I put on my skin? Now, what I'd like to share with people now is what I advise people to put on their face, their chest, and their back is nothing but clean water in terms of washing, right? No soaps. Because this is another thing that I discuss, is that the pH level, so the acidity alkaline level of the skin, should be acidic, right? And the more acidic your skin is, the harder it is for acne to develop. Now, when you use these things to clean your skin, they generally create an alkaline environment, or at least make it less acidic. So it makes it more likely for you to get acne. Now, what most people are told is, well, you've got to wash your skin. Your skin's dirty, right? But actually, the water, as long as it's, you know, good water, I don't want to go into too much detail, but I would generally avoid tap water because it's chlorinated. So you really want filtered water. But generally, just washing with water. And if you were to ask me what my go-to, let's call it moisturizer, is, it's simple organic aloe vera gel. Nothing else. Now I know some people are going to be listening to this, but I'm 55 years old and all I put on my skin is aloe vera gel. Right? Now I've never had Botox. I mean, if I try, and the lights are a bit bright at my end, but you know, you can see there's not many wrinkles on my face, right? You know, for a 55-year-old, that's quite unusual, and that's all I've been putting on my skin for years. Right? I don't put any soap. I mean, I don't have any friends anymore, but and I don't use anything like soaps or shower gels or anything like that. Obviously, I don't need shampoo these days, but yeah, just simple water, aloe vera gel. That's it. Now, aloe vera gel is great for a number of reasons. One, it's very cooling. But two, it acidifies the skin. Okay, so it creates an acid environment, and it helps with moisture as well. It helps moisturize the skin. So that would be my little takeaway tip for what do you actually do with your skin. It's just wash it with clean water, aloe vera gel, nothing else.
Dude, I love that. One of the things you said that was so key, and you brought it back to the toxins in the environment or within the diet, within the food. And I always think about this, the skin is just an expression of what's going on internal. And so just like that woman that you helped, you know, what was going on inside? Most of us, that's why putting all these creams and things, it doesn't matter because you're just getting the external. But what is happening internally? The skin is sending you a message. Like you said, it's a gift. But if you actually listen to that message and kind of take some awareness and go, well, let me ask, what is going on in my body? And for this woman, she did many things well, but it wasn't until she removed the tuna and got that toxic mercury out of her body. So really, really good stuff. I know we're running up on the top of the hour. I wanted to ask you though, obviously this book is catered to adults, but would kids benefit from this too? Or could parents buy this and read through it and go, oh, this is, because everything you're saying to me, I'd see no reason why this wouldn't work for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely worked for teenagers. It definitely does work for teenagers. I've had, you know, teenagers as clients using the same principles. So it does work for teenagers as well. It's just that I suppose because I went through that experience as an adult, you know, as a teenager, it was bad enough, but you know, you could cope because you think, as I said, you know, I thought as I get to 18, 19, 20, it would calm down, but for me, it didn't. It got worse. And I'm just aware there's, you know, there, like I said, over 50% of adults have some level of acne, and you know, even into middle age years. But but this will be great for teenagers, because the other thing as well is, you know, if I get a parent coming to me saying, "Oh, can you help my teenage son or daughter with acne?" I generally have to coach the parent. Because the parent does the shopping, they do the cooking, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But for a teenager can read the book and say, "Hey, mom, did you know X, Y, and Z?" Right? Well, X, Y, and Z, I should say. It's applicable to anybody, really.
Yeah.
And it's even applicable to people that don't even have acne, because again, the chapters from 3 to 9. If anyone follows those chapters, they will improve their health greatly.
And like I said, Lee, from the beginning of the podcast, like, please don't think of this podcast as about just acne. It's so beyond that. And again, you're very humble, but your curriculum vitae, your resume you are deeply, deeply, you understand health at a very holistic root cause level. So anybody who just wants to get the book just to learn more about health in general and how can I be in better health will come away, will walk away with something for sure. So yeah, I like that you mentioned that. If you could, before we wrap kind of things up, outline, would you, are you able to outline the seven kind of pillars of like, what are the seven steps that people need to do? And then is there one just in general that you see over and over again, more than likely, like it is the number one reason people have acne? For me, without knowing anything, my guess was candida, but I don't know. For you, what is that? And then what are those seven steps that people need to take?
Yeah, I would go back to what I said at the beginning, that the most likely thing is a hypoglycemic diet.
Wow.
That would be it for me, because it stimulates something called an mTOR pathway. And that's what stimulates the extra skin growth, etc. But in terms of the seven steps, so the first step is getting your mindset in the right place. So creating a mindset for success, because people have to go through a period of change. Again, like I said, it's not a quick fix, right? So what I don't want people to do is to jump on board, think, oh yeah, I'll buy the book, this is going to be easy. I'm not suggesting that, right? There's going to be challenges along the way. And again, this is all based on my 27 years of coaching clients. So I go through goal setting. I look at, once you've set your goals, using affirmation statements, setting core values. But also another thing that I find really important, again, this is something that I've developed over my 27 years of coaching, is to identify potential obstacles before they even arise, right? So as an example, you know, a client might turn up for a consultation with me and I'll say, right, how did you get on last week? Oh, I didn't eat particularly well. I was like, okay, why's that? And they said, well, we had a lunchtime meeting at work and all they provided was sandwiches, right? It's like, well, okay. Did you plan anything around that or did you just show up? Well, oh, yeah, I just showed up. Okay, well, what could you do next time? You know, and I'm like, right, like maybe I could have just popped out and I maybe could have got something healthier, or I could have prepared my own food and brought it in. Okay, excellent. So in the book, what I get people to do is to identify what their potential obstacles are going to be before they arise and plan solutions to overcome those obstacles before they even get there. Because what a lot of people do is they come across their first hurdle and say, oh, I can't do this, it's too difficult. Right. So I don't want people to buy the book and get to the first stage and go, oh, this is too difficult, I'm going to give up, because that's not going to get you clear skin for the rest of your life. So you have to go outside your comfort zone, right? For me, to achieve anything in life, you've got to go outside your comfort zone to achieve anything worthy or worthwhile. Okay. So mindset is the first thing. And within mindset as well, we've already discussed, is understanding that acne is an inside job. It's not just rubbing stuff on your skin is going to get the job done. The second part is diet. So from a physical standpoint, the most important thing is diet, even though the medical community will tell you it's got nothing to do with acne. And even that is, again, it's quite a big chapter in the book. So I talk about individualizing your diet for you, because we're all different. You know, we're genetically different. We all live in a different environment. Food quality, I look at hydration. I look at food sensitivities. After diet, sleep rest is really important, because whenever we're stressed, it secretes another hormone called cortisol. Cortisol releases sugar from your muscles into your bloodstream, right? Blood sugar spike could potentially stimulate the mTOR pathway. And again, that's going to increase your likelihood of acne. So that's a smallish chapter, but you know, getting enough rest and sleep is really important, and getting the right kind of sleep. Balancing your gut microbiome that I've mentioned already. So again, another potentially big chapter, but again, would help anyone. You know, balance your gut microbiome. It's just, from a physical perspective, it's the most important thing of the human body. The next stage is to detox from the outside in. So that's minimizing or eliminating all the toxins in your environment. So in my case, you know, what I said before, getting all the metal fillings out of my mouth, getting root canal removed, avoiding toxic foods. You know, maybe if you smoke cigarettes or you're around people that smoke cigarettes, you want to get that out of the way, because, you know, again, toxins can cause acne. Then it's detoxing from the inside out. So again, for instance, I had, you know, metal fillings for 15, 20 years. Those heavy metals were probably stored in my cells somewhere in my body. Just removing the teeth, for instance, doesn't get the toxins out of the cells. Now you've got to get the toxins out of the cells. So I teach a whole series of detox protocols to help get toxins out of the body. Now, there are some people who believe that acne isn't to do with bacteria or fungi, but it's only to do with toxins. Okay. Now, there might be some truth in that, although I'm not 100% in agreement with that. But you know, detoxifying is a really important part of the situation. And then the final part is actually to do with the skin. So I've mentioned a few things about, you know, how to wash, what to put on your skin, but there are also some specific skin cleanses that I recommend. Again, not the kind of cleanse, not like a, you know, a cleanser in a bottle and you rub that on the skin. It's a different kind of, so they're the kind of seven main steps.
Amazing. Lee, this was super powerful. And man, I know a lot of people are going to benefit it. And just, again, I love this stuff. I learned a ton just from listening to you. And I was coming just from the acne perspective, but I learned a ton just from the holistic health perspective. And you up-leveled my game. So I appreciate the heck out of you, man. Last but not least, let people know where they can connect with you, learn more about you. You have your own podcast as well. And go out and get the book.
Awesome.
Go ahead and go ahead and let everybody know, Lee, where they can connect with you on social.
Sure.
Connect with your podcast that you have, which is awesome, and then also where they can go find your book.
Sure. So my main website is bodycheck.co.uk. That's bodycheck.co.uk. You can buy my book from that website. On Instagram, I'm quite frequent user on Instagram. My handle is actually my podcast name, which is Radical Health Rebel. You can find me on Twitter. That's just my name, Lee Brandon. And my book is available from all kind of, you know, major online retailers. And you could probably go to a physical retailer as well and order my book from there as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Lee Brandon, thanks for being on the show, brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.